Your countdown clock has now terminated function. Your time is up. Your time is up. Your time is up.
Right now, having a national security scare is actually good political news for the president and the White House and the Republican Party.
Morning, you are being monitored by CCTV.
But the problem today is that the situation is so large and so all-encompassing that whatever is going to happen, the whole world is going to feel it. Everything. Everyone's going to feel this one.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
Illuminating Radio. Alex Ansari. Outside the Box.
All right, we're back. It's the second hour of Outside the Box, and we're going to go over some things, but, you know, just to pause here, I'm clearly not myself this evening, and, you know, I need to get out of Portland, and I don't think we have a whole lot of time left before something big happens, and I'm frankly very overwhelmed by all the news that I'm looking at. It's just exploding. It's like a bomb that's gone off. The mainstream media is just not reporting on it. And it's a traumatic thing to watch your coworkers and your family members and a lot of people out there that you care about maintain the same frame of consciousness. And that's this attitude that I'm not concerned. I'm not going to do anything about what we're facing. I can't look at it because it makes me hurt. So therefore, I'm just not going to look at it, or I'm not going to worry about getting some extra food or getting ready to you know, work together with someone in a community, or thinking about getting outside of the city, or maybe thinking about, you know, my investments a little differently, or some of my plans in the future. Maybe, you know, change my belief systems. Become a part of the solution instead of just, you know, trying to drink it away. Smoke it away. And it's really easy to get sucked up in that. That's what I see people around me do. That's just all they know. And you look around, another ad for another form of alcohol. Another, I don't even want to get into it. Just all the macabre stuff that goes on in Portland because people have too much time on their hands. Fun running around acting like a god darn demon. Where it's Halloween 24/7 every single day, dressing up like the vampire or the destroyer. You know, I'm not going off on anyone that may associate themselves, you know, with the goth world or underworld. I don't have the time for that. I just don't understand the fascination with death, blood, all this stuff that it just permeated my generation. I didn't understand in high school. But now I do a little bit more. I understand where that desperation comes from, that pain. You think it's different. And you can look at this from a non-religious perspective. You know, without thinking that everything that's different than your belief system is satanic or evil. And I think there's a lot of stuff at play here, but it is very tragic to see people go and join the herd because they simply don't want to be alone. You don't want to be an outsider, as the Japanese say. Don't be the nail that stands out. You're the first one to get hit. I just don't understand this belief system. All these different boxes, all these different games people play. It's just so normal to them. But it makes no sense to me. All right, Paul in Delaware is called in. We'll talk with him and take any other phone calls at 512-646-1984. Let's bring you up, Paul. How you doing?
Hey, man. What's up? I just wanted to say a couple things. I don't know who you are because I hardly listen to too much talk radio because I find that, you know, what I look at it as, and people should look at it like this, think of yourself as a baby and that people are feeding you a bottle and you're nursing. But then there comes a point where you stop nursing. And you start to really branch out and become alive and understand that you can walk and that, most importantly, that there is something you can do. What I keep on running into, sir, and you sound like a person that might be interested in getting results. We've been at this for many, many years, people talking on radios. But my main point is this, is that as I was waiting and I heard a person called Jordan Maxwell come on, well, Jordan Maxwell talks a lot about his teachers, the people who teach them, but he never says who they are. There are 33rd degree Masons. One of them is Manly Palmer Hall. Jordan Maxwell's real name is Russell Pine. He's got a $400,000 judgment against him, and I'm not saying that to judge him. But what I've seen is that Jordan Maxwell, as I've looked at him throughout the years, he's always went to whoever would pay him the most. And I think that saying that, he should be respected more than Alex Jones. And so I'm not here to judge the people, but the people need to know the truth, and they need to stop being cult members. See, they're always afraid of if you talk about Alex Jones or if you talk about that one, that you're somehow negative. Because they look at him as their savior.
I know.
They look at him as their savior because they're cult members. See, cult members need saviors. They do nothing. That the cult leader will do it for them. But see, you can't even tell a cult member that they're in a cult. And so what I would like to say, one more last point, 15 seconds. AwakenFree@yahoo.com. AwakenFree@yahoo.com. Email me. You're talking to someone at this for 13 years. And I challenged Alex Jones to a debate, the big shot. You know what his response was? I don't like your attitude. A guy as obnoxious on the radio as him, and I was being very polite because I wanted to take the challenge. But all I find is a bunch of people that are being nursed, and they don't wake up to realize things like what I said. Jordan Maxwell, his real name is Russell Pine. He's got a $400,000 judgment against him for selling people international driver's license and other shim-sham things. But mind you, I'm not here to discredit the man, but we need to know who his teachers were, like Manly Paul and other 33rd degree men.
I know you probably have the best of intentions. The problem is we're trying to cover something different right now, but I let you have your say, and, you know, I really don't have an opinion on it because I'm so very much focused on what I was already talking about before you brought that up. So I see a lot of what you're talking about, people having disagreements with one another over information. And where I'm coming from it from is I'm looking at my stuff here and what I understand, and I'm trying to work that out and not get involved in any of that, if that makes any sense.
I hear you. But the thing is, if you're not bringing the truth to the people, and they see, in order to make a rational decision, you need critical information. And if you've got deceivers and people that are really showboating and making money, and it all
so you're comparing like who's better than who over here? Jordan Maxwell, Alex, both people I respect very much. So Jordan, we're sitting here talking about getting ready for the upcoming changes, and you're insinuating there's no truth in that. There's a lot of truth in getting real about, you know, how critical these times are, because the reality, I think, Paul, is that we could see the web suffer some attacks in the near future, our communications going down, to where any of these little debates actually don't mean anything, and it's coming down to the basics, who your friends are, you know, that type of thing, the water issue, the food issue, you know what I'm talking about. We're talking about this stuff coming soon.
I wouldn't be in a foxhole with Alex Jones or Jordan Maxwell when things go down, and if you think that's where you need to be, ask John Gray.
I don't know why you're saying that. I'm not in their region. I'm in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be all alone up here with nobody. All I'm doing is trying to inspire people to keep their head up. You keep bringing this back to them. Forget them. This is here. This is now. We're here 2 hours on We the People Radio Network. They got their shows, and they have their books, and they can say what they say, and I can agree with some and disagree with some.
You respect
the conversation doesn't have to be about them. I want to thank you for your call. I've given you a lot of time. I've given you a lot of time. Louie in Texas, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Alex?
All right. Well, I can't really continue that any longer because it's not conducive to where I think we need to go right now.
Well, I wasn't planning on going in his direction, and I frankly am not going to sit here bashing these people who are bringing out the truth one way or another, because the bottom line is people are being inspired to hear the truth, see the problems, and recognize that the politicians and the larger corporations that are running things in cahoots with the politicians are not solving the problems, and in fact, because people are starting to hear the truth, regardless of who they get it from, they are starting to recognize that there is a major problem and something got to be done. Now, the one thing that he did point out about the cult, interestingly enough, you had just started talking about it, that you felt in your world,
in wherever you hang out, there seems to be this sort of cult, like everybody's in on Halloween, 365 days a year. That's kind of cult-like. Now, I don't know if they're actually following a guru in their little particular cults, but they're all of the mindset that they don't dare break out of what's popular at the moment. Does that make sense?
Well, Paul was kind of insinuating that we were a part of some cult just because we weren't engaged in the attacking, or I wasn't engaged in the attacking. It's like, no, you have to have a position. You have to be over here. You have to be over here. You have to have an opinion. You have to engage in this war somehow. Like, no, I don't. I don't at all. I don't even have to be there. I don't have to let it rent space. I'm concerned with immediate survival now. And,
okay,
you know,
so
some of those things aren't
that's,
relevant.
That's why I called, because I had heard that you were considering, I thought I heard it. I mean, I was listening to the station while I'm typeset. I mean, while I'm typing, and I thought I heard you say you're preparing.
Well, yeah, we were talking earlier about the future. Yeah, I'm not going to recount all that right now. That was earlier. But, yeah, everyone should be thinking about, if they're stuck in an urban environment, how they want to be out of that.
Well,
yeah, I think
so
everyone should up to date with that, or at least having a backup plan. And that stuff's been talked about. You know, it's like kicking the dead horse. But everyone
needs to be considering. I thought you were bringing it up on the show tonight to continue talking about it as a potential solution for what you're terming as survival.
Sure.
That's why I called, because I wanted to continue that strain. But if I'm off topic or whatever, I'll stop.
Go ahead.
Okay. You seem very concerned about keeping on topic with the last gentleman and his call, and I don't want to upset your, you know, the aura that you're starting here. So if there is a particular topic that I'm supposed to be on, I'll go back to what I was going to bring up. What is your preference?
Louis, I don't have a preference. I'm just going to have to give me a sec. I'm going to take a call right down here from Delaware. Is your name Siobhan?
Yes. How you doing
okay.
today?
You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to make a point. The last call that I heard, I think he was telling all the truth. Everything he said was pretty credible. And as far as you hyping up Jordan Maxwell, I really do think that the last guy knows more than Jordan Maxwell, and I think that he's actually a better teacher. I would want to learn from him.
I don't understand why we have to talk about who's better than one another. That's my only thing. I was just focused on something else, and now we were talking about who's better than that.
Well, no, I'm not talking about who's better than who. I'm talking about who's deceiving who. Because I mean, when it comes down to it, everybody wants to know the facts and the documentation, and most of the time it's more or less hearsay and can't quite go on hearsay. You got to go on just facts and documentation.
Okay.
That's just about all I have to say.
All right. Well, I guess that's all the listeners really want to talk about here on Outside the Box. Yes. All right. Well, yeah. All right. We got a break coming up here in 3 minutes, and then... Yeah. Louis in Texas. Any particular
news?
What
do you want to talk about?
Any particular. Right. Any particular news items catching your eye this week? Anything at all?
Or are you asking a general thing to the callers? I'm really, honestly, Alex, I'm kind of lost here, and I don't want to interrupt your flow.
All right, Louis. Well, thank you for your call. All right, we're going to go ahead and go back to some of these other things. Yeah, we covered a lot of stuff in the first hour. And like I said, Russia may cut off oil flow to the West. Fears are mounting that Russia may restrict oil deliveries to Western Europe over coming days in response to the threat of EU sanctions and NATO naval actions in the Black Sea. Again, any such move would be a dramatic escalation of the Georgia crisis and play havoc with the oil markets. And, you know, a lot of this is moving under the table. Anyway, back to Amy Goodman. Go ahead and take a look at this footage. It was, you got footage of her camera person, a woman being thrown to the ground and being dragged, and her camera was on that caught the footage. And then you see Amy asking about the reporters, where they were, and just by asking, they grabbed her and began to arrest her as well, and she had a camera person that covered this arrest. And they charged the others with felonies, and her with a misdemeanor. And so this is, it's a bit much. You know, a lot of people look up to Amy Goodman. I don't agree with a lot of things that she says. It doesn't matter. She's a reporter, utilizing her free speech. And on the first day of the RNC, this is what happened. And we're going to be interested in hearing about, you know, what happens to Amy Goodman, what happens with this, if there's some sort of a lawsuit. You know, it's just crazy. All right, Joe Biden, the new VP, is going to run with Obama as the VP. He says Israel can take any action against Iran without Washington's permission. This is coming out of Press TV. He says Israel has every right to defend itself, he told to the Jerusalem Post. The reports come amid reports that there's remarks come amid statements that the Bush administration was opposed to military action by Israel against Iran's nuclear facilities. So his remarks say something a little differently. Washington Post quoted an unnamed official saying earlier in August that everyone from the White House, including the VP, is in agreement that the military option is not the best option at this point. Biden, however, said it's not a question for us to tell Israel what they can and cannot do. All right, we'll be back in just a few.
Great host, great topics, free speech at its best. This is We the People Radio Network.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Hope you're going to hell in a handbasket. 80s, who's the cool guy and who's the villain in our own movement? And we have to take an opinion, or you're on the other side, or you're protecting them. I'm just, oh my God, the world's going crazy. What can I do? If I can't talk to you people, I can't talk to anybody. That's the freakiest thing about it. Most insane indeed. We have one on-screen person that has called in. Hey, what's your name and what state are you calling from?
Roy from Pennsylvania.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Pretty good. A little cold, but other than that.
is there a storm over there?
Nope. It's completely clear skies right now.
Just thought I'd check, because everywhere I look, there seems to be a disaster. Did I say there was an earthquake in China? 6.1, everybody?
Oh, wow.
Another call for lots of tents.
I didn't hear about that one yet.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on. Anything catching your eye? What's on your mind?
Actually, I was kind of wondering, like, what you had, like, what your opinion was, like, a general timeline, like, what you think's going to happen between now and a couple years or something like that. Especially, like, with the next election, all that garbage.
Yeah, I know a lot of people are concerned about September this year economically. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
What do I feel like? I feel like soon I'm going to experience something in Portland. I mean, I think it's pretty consistent with a lot of stuff you've heard. I don't know about a full-on civil war, but, I mean, a lot of people are talking about 2009 being the time period for that after the crash of the U.S. government.
Yeah.
And my concerns, you know, really circle around China big time, invading the U.S. maybe the next couple of years after a manufactured crash. And the neocons are used to launch another war, which makes America the bad guy. I see a lot of other people believe the same thing, so I think there's something plausible about that in the years leading up to 2012.
Yeah, because I was kind of wondering, like, do you think, like, if something happened here, do you really think other countries are trying to invade, or would they just kind of, I guess, mind their own business or something? Because they'd probably be having troubles of their own.
Yeah, you know, all we can do is wait and see, because what I can tell is a lot of the weapons they're going to be using aren't bullets. They're going to be psychotronic weapons, chemical weapons, bioweapons, a lot of stuff they can do from the air. And I think America's getting set up to inherit a whole lot of debt. We already see the riot police getting ready. The reason why they have black helicopters going over American cities is because they're engaged in harassment, psychological warfare.
Yeah, you know, they're getting ready. A lot of it is, like, you see all this stuff, and it's like they're trained to literally just beat people down, either physically or mentally. Like, it's an intimidation tactic to where people are really submissive, where 100 years ago, if someone tried to do, like, any one of authority sort of figure, try to do some of the stuff that we would see, like, at the DNC and the RNC, they'd probably get shot. But now it's like, it's just open game or something on people.
Yeah, and I was looking at some of the coverage from the RNC and how that all went down, and it was very Russian style. You know, the whole idea of rounding up protesters before the protest, they do that in Russia. And some of the ways they were attacking the journalists, like Amy Goodman, just like in Russia. So, yeah, interesting similarity there.
Like, how do they, and I'm still, like, blown away, is how they can get away with it, like, and no one seems to care, really, or do anything. People just, I don't know.
And how Amy Goodman's attack was not national news? I haven't seen it anywhere. Have you? Has anybody seen that story floating around? Or is it just being reported on Infowars.com and Democracy Now! And maybe Indymedia.org or something like that?
Well, I haven't heard about that until now.
Yeah, so, and again, there's so much news for us to focus on, so it kind of drives you nuts. So we got to find out how to stay sane in our own little way, because I see a lot of people unwinding psychologically because they just can't manage and cope. I see a lot of this just bombarding the psyche, bombarding our heads. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, we're all in different states, and we got different challenges. If you're in an area where you're closer to nature, it's going to be a lot easier for you to get through this stuff.
Yeah, we live on a farm at 42 acres, and we have almost an ideal situation. I remember I called in a couple of weeks ago, and someone said that, because we have, our house was built like in 1906 or whatever, back in the day, and it was built on top of a spring that came straight out of the ground into our basement, which has like a concrete creek that runs through it, and we literally get our water directly, fresh spring water, right out of the ground, like probably 1,000 gallons a day or something ridiculous. So water is obviously not a problem. And plus, you got the farm, so like we got food, we got all kinds of equipment, we got hardware, equipment, do tons of stuff. I actually built, I'm actually on standby right now, it's not running. I took one of those old school ghetto satellite dishes, those ones are like 6 to 8 feet across. And I went to Walmart and got a roll of aluminum foil and that aerosol spray glue and sprayed it on there and laid the doll style aluminum down. So it's pretty much a big reflector. And then put like a pot in the middle of it where I hook it up. I can hook it up to hoses or whatever. So it's literally like a solar powered boiler. So I could probably find something to use with that. Even now, I've been trying to set it up because I do a lot of research on, like, I've been doing this since like seventh grade. Research on fuel alcohol and stuff like that, like any kind of homemade fuel that you could run in a vehicle. Like, I've run it in my car a couple times, but you can't run it like a straight, you know, mixture and just blow it up the engine.
Oh, well, it sounds like you got your hands full. It doesn't sound like you're going to have a whole lot of problems. You're in a good spot. How about your neighbors? I bet that they got lots of land and property. It sounds like you're in a spot where you're not going to be worried about them too much.
No. Like, all of our neighbors, we all know each other, and it's a big farming area. We every once in a while, you borrow each other's farm equipment and stuff. And I just graduated from college, actually, down in Florida. I was originally an engineer because I've been designing stuff since I practically walk. But I switched over to business administration because I wanted to start my own company. But now it's like, fresh out of college, and no one is hiring entry-level business majors. It's, like, impossible to get a job right now.
Yeah, it's actually getting kind of weird here. Here in Portland, it's the service industrial complex. Everybody works at a restaurant or works as a waiter, a busser, or a dishwasher. It's just, it's very dependent on Wall Street. It's kind of scary. I worry about these people. It's right here.
And it's like, I don't get what how some of the many parts of the economy set up. It seems like ever since, I guess, things started to get a little crust, I'm guessing maybe 50 to 100 years ago, and I don't know. I wouldn't be too familiar with that, but it seems like everything is getting more interconnected, interdependent, like different things. to where to a point where it's overcomplicated. Because I've seen even some economics professors are clueless in some areas, like they don't know why something is set up the way it is and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I met someone the other day that actually did not know that the dollar is off the gold standard and has been for some time now. Didn't even know.
Wow.
I was surprised. I was like, really? No, I'm serious. Like, I'm not making this up. IRS, Federal Reserve, private corporation. It's gold standard. We've been in debt ever since. And it's just they're trying to wrap your mind around this group that the headlines are saying they're being given more power to help us.
You and I both know. I mean, they're not going to help a thing.
Yeah. Well, anything else on your mind?
I was kind of wondering, like, what was your idea on how – I know the Internet, pretty much everything is spied on right now. But, like, I do something where – I'm not sure, like, different communications programs and stuff like that. How secure is it to communicate over Internet, like, if you're using something like Trillion or Skype, like a non-mainstream sort of thing? I'm not sure if they're really encrypted or not. Even then, encryption, you know, I could be back to using that.
I highly doubt that. Yeah, communication is going to be tough, you know. There's always two-way radios, pirate radios, and things of that nature, but some speculate as to why they're really going digital by 2012 with radio and TV, if they're going to be able to really block those analog transmissions or take them over. And I think that that could be possible here to where, you know, they make the old technology obsolete. So we have to... brainstorm and think about something different, something new. I don't know what. So much technology has actually come from the government, buying up these patents and then distributing them out for consumer purposes.
Oh, yeah.
All right, we got a break coming up. We'll be back after this. And more conversation about this strange world we live in right here on We the People Radio Network. Public Radio. All right, anyway, wrapping up our discussion from Roy in Pennsylvania. All right, where were we?
Something about communications, actually. It's basically like, because I was kind of wondering, like, what could people do to really, like, I guess, keep in touch with each other? If, like, as far as, like, a resistance sort of thing or, like, the alternative media, if the Internet's common, because right now the Internet is basically the last area of free speech, literally. And then recently, like, in Congress and all that, they're trying to take control of the Internet now, and I think they've been doing it for, or trying to for a while, but it hasn't worked. But now it seems like they're trying to take increasingly more control of the Internet because that's their biggest threat, because that's where, well, I guess you could say that, quote-unquote, threat or whatever, because, like, that's where, like, most of the, pretty much all the alternative media is right there. Like, even, like, the online radio stations and stuff like that, tower can only broadcast so far, but the Internet is, like, the biggest advantage as far as broadcasting all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you got it. It's a big question. We got to figure out what it is, and it's going to be different for each person. For some people, it might be, start a newspaper, start something that they can print if electronics aren't working. Something real old school, actually.
I've been working on.
Yeah.
Something I've been working on, actually, I've been kind of toying with it, is, one of the things I do just on the side right now, because I'm still waiting for Monster.com to send me a job or somebody call me. And I do long-range wireless internet and stuff like that, and I've been working on networking hardware for a long time and different things. But the problem with networking hardware is, like, if someone wanted to set up, like, almost like their own small net, like a neighborhood-sized network, and then connect certain neighborhoods together using long-range wireless, because you could encrypt that kind of stuff really easy. And I'm wondering if something like that could be extended to be like a network almost, instead of using the internet.
Yeah, you're talking about with the grid as it is. Sure, yeah, that can be done. In terms of electronics, though, staying in communication, two-way radios, of course, and other forms of communication along those lines.
Yeah, those are pretty easy to, like, intercept, though.
Those are. So that's not my expertise, but you're already asking the questions in the right direction. And that's something that I've wondered as well.
So it's kind of like, with all the things that are going on, what do you think is eventually going to be the breaking point? Because right now it seems like it's mostly all talk that's going on. Like, everyone's, like, promoting, getting the information out and stuff like that, trying to extend the truth and everything. But when is it, what's going to be the point to where people are like, okay, we're done with this, and then I guess something bad happens and everything starts, or like almost like a resistance or something like that? Because I'm pretty sure in a lot of like remote or country areas, if people started banging on people's doors trying to take their guns or whatever, it'd probably end up really bad. I'm not sure that would go over too well.
Yeah, and there'll probably be some safe spots, but I think it's when the economy crashes and the ATMs don't work, and that's going to affect food. So, you know, a lot of these things are just coming. There's going to be a lot of things along those lines, but that'll be before any of the Chinese stuff, the Chinese invasion. And then this is the threat of the earthquakes, too. So, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff that's coinciding in just like the next couple of years. So, I don't know, but I want to thank you for your call, though.
Oh, yeah, no problem. Yeah, I listen to WTPRN and GCN a lot on the computer.
Well, that's great, and you have some good ideas, too, and you're situated in a good spot, and it's good to have callers like you listening that are out there that are getting prepared and that are already thinking about communications. And wouldn't it be bad to have a guest on that can talk about that specific issue? Tom in Oklahoma, how are you?
Thank you. This is actually my first time trying to call. So I'm quite happy I got through.
Yeah, glad we were able to have the phone lines open for you.
I beg your pardon?
Glad we were able to have the phone lines open for you.
Yeah, well, actually, Tulsa just got We the People, I don't know, about a month ago. So it's been quite a blessing, considering all the disinformation we get around here. But the main reason I was calling is because I was listening, you know, on the way home, and I just see all this, you know, conflict of opinion about, you know, different hosts and whatnot like that. And the point is, we're all searching for the exact same thing. But just like with religion and everything else like that, you know, we get tied into a different belief patterns where, you know, nevertheless, we're still all looking for the same thing. So, I don't know. I guess my point is it's much bigger than that. You know, I believe with Robert Anton Wilson that, you know, everyone sees their, you know, their own reality, you know, a different way. But the point is what we're looking for is solutions. The division is not going to help us at all.
And it's not like they don't ever bring up valid cases. It's that you don't have the energy to just focus on that. It's all about what you focus on. And there's a lot of things that I can criticize this person for, that person for, or her for. But what's the point? It gets to a point where it's like it's just too much. And, you know, I look at the DNC, right, and I see a lot of people arguing with one another. People picking sides over who's right and who's wrong when, I don't know how much is being accomplished there with all the shouting and screaming. Some of it has to be done to make a point, but sometimes it also gets a little bit insane.
Right, and a lot of people have a lot of points, but no one's going to be 100% accurate on anything. So what you have to do as an intelligent individual is take all the information, you know, and decide for yourself what you think, you know, goes into, you know, your perspective. So, you know, it's not about bashing other hosts or anything like that. It's just about us, you know, finding solutions and finding a way past where we're headed.
And I've shared my perspective over and over and over on how I think it's going to go down over and over and over. And so when he wants me to tell him, our caller from Pennsylvania, at the point I don't have at the moment, the energy for it, because it just gets so repetitive. And to be honest with you, now, like sometimes when I'm trying to connect with some sort of force out there or the universe or whatever, I want to understand where the hope is that I'm not seeing, if there is any, or where we need to focus our energy to be also constantly in that area in our head. And it's easy to forget about that. It's not clear to me where those areas are. I can see all the destruction. It's not clear to me where the light is. It's more like something we believe in or want to believe in. In the future, maybe we'll learn from our mistakes after the big chaos. But it would be so warming to be able to see it, where it is.
Yeah, well, you know, and people don't pay attention to the past and the and history and whatnot. But in my opinion, light always defeats dark in the end. You know, it may not be now, it may not be 20 years from now, but in the end, light will prevail. That's just my personal, yeah.
And then I wonder if there's a reason, kind of like we're in a Matrix or something or a video game, if there's a reason why we don't get to see it all. Like, if that's part of the big lesson, that we only get to see so much, or that we're only able to comprehend so much.
Well, I mean, exactly. The universe is far bigger than something we can comprehend. That we use, our just our reality tunnels to try to understand what's going on. But at least we're much further, you know. I don't want to see this turn into what the hippie movement turned into, you know, through the 60s and the early 70s, where everyone eventually just, you know, gave up and went back into, materialistic desires, and they just kind of said, that was that time, and, now we've evolved into something else. But that's not the case. Basically, they just dropped the ball and let everyone else run with it.
So yeah, we saw the baby boomers go to work.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. I said we saw the baby boomers go to work for Bill Gates, and maybe we, the next generation, could just take the microchip if we do follow
right.
in suit and let it progress the way technology has gone. Maybe that's where they'll end up.
Right on. Well, I don't want to take up your time while the callers get in, but I'm glad I was able to get a hold of you.
Yeah, well, thanks for calling in. I wonder, I forgot to ask before you go, you were listening on whether it be an iPod, but I guess there are ways you can download the shows on WTPRN on your iPhone, actually. A lot of our listeners have the iPhone. I'm looking at my cell phone more and more these days, and I'm wondering when I'm actually going to destroy it. This little vibrating thing that fries your sperm cells. I'm not kidding. It's a death device. I'll tell you, it fries your brain. You know, I get real agitated when the Skype breaks down. I got to do the show with a cell phone next to my head. You know, I've done these studies where they can actually cook an egg with a cell phone. Like, real surreal stuff, my friends. You know, got a couple cell phone towers they put in the neighborhood. You start reading reports about suicides being connected to Wi-Fi masts. My God, technology, it's like a invasive spider just invading the mind and getting to the root of the cerebral cortex where there is no chip necessary, folks. Just step right on up. You're in Wonderland now. You're living in an episode of Blade Runner. Or you're living in an episode of The Twilight Zone. It's your world. Yeah, it's my world, too. Oh, boy, I'm looking forward to all this getting over and done with. I think I heard something about a pull shift. We'll be back after this.
Giving the power back to the people. You're listening to We the People Radio Network.
Report, it reads, Goodman and her camera people have been released after arrest. Democracy Now's Amy Goodman and her camera people have been released. Goodman charged with obstruction, felony riot charges pending for the others. This took place in St. Paul. All three were violently manhandled by law enforcement officers. Abdel Koros was slammed against a wall and the ground, leaving his arms scraped and bloodied. He sustained other injuries to his chest and back. Salazar's violent arrest by baton-wielding officers, during which he was slammed to the ground while yelling, "I'm press, I'm press," resulted in her nose bleeding as well as causing facial pain. Goodman's arm was violently yanked by police as she was arrested. On Tuesday, Democracy Now! Aired video of those arrests, as well as the broader police action. Goodman was actually being arrested while questioning police about the unlawful detention of the camera people that were arrested. while they carried out their journalistic duties in covering street demonstrations at the Republican National Convention. Goodman's crime appears to have been defending her colleagues and the freedom of the press. And so, clearly, people are under a lot of stress. It's been an interesting evening tonight here on Outside the Box. We've had many interesting nights here before. But it really raises the question, how crazy are things actually going to get over time? And all we can do is wait and see and work towards our own sanity. Now, some people say our own liberation, our own enlightenment, our own freedom, our own prosperity. Now, some people say, you know, you can't change the world, so you need to let a lot of this stuff go. There's some truth in that, but there's a purpose to this, because people are waking up as a result of the information they're getting, and they're finding out they're not alone. There are ways to proactively react to the situation at hand by storing food and preparing to meet your neighbors or help them out or leave the city or figuring out what your situation is going to be for your region. And a lot of you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. A lot of them, I don't know. You know, we're not psychic, I don't think per se, although I think it may seem that way at times. We're just kind of like reading the writing on the wall, and things are obvious that there's a lot of insanity heading our way. But most of all, you got to spiritually prepare yourself and be flexible, because a lot of stuff changes in the universe, and we're seeing changes in our own lives and the structure of the United States. We've got to flow with that change a little bit, stay on top, and ride the waves. Ride the waves, because they'll go up and they'll come crashing down. You don't want to get knocked off. You don't want to fall and bust your teeth out. It's that serious. See, a lot of people around me already are falling. Falling down the bottom of a drink before the first shots have even been fired. So, yeah, it's sad to see the birth of the Nazi fascist state around me and know that if they go ahead and send out a list, you know, these are the people to go get and round up. A lot of people do that without actually going to anybody's website and checking out what they're saying and their declaration of peace and hope that a lot of people in the military will wake up. They won't do that. They'll just be told they're the enemy and they'll do what they do. And it's a little alarming knowing the toys they have today that Adolf Hitler did not have. But that doesn't mean I get consumed in the fear, because you don't get into something like this and use your birth name to get caught up in fear. There's no point. So when I see a Homeland Security vehicle drive by my house, you know, you don't worry about it. You know, they're here anyway in the neighborhood. A lot of people are already on surveillance through Google Earth. Stay calm. Stay calm. Because they also want to send people into a panic by telling people how much data has been amassed on them. They're very open about it. They're not hiding it because no one's doing anything about it. So it becomes the whole concept of the panopticon. The old seeing eye up in the tower watching us all. Are they watching today or not? You don't know. You just assume they are. Assume when there's a camera, there's someone watching it. And you learn to police yourself. And so they install shouting CCTV cameras in the UK, sometimes using the voice of kids. I remember that story came out about a year and a half ago. I wonder what the latest developments are. Has anybody heard? I've been curious about that. That's how weird it gets. They say the voice of a child will stop someone more likely to than the voice of an older authority figure, an older male. Stop, pick up that rubbish. Don't have a child do it. So we've seen a lot of ways how they're being brought in. Some people talk about the possibility of crystal children or indigo children. I know a lot of people are laughing now. You got to wonder, what is going to happen with the children as they face this crisis? Are some of them going to wake up? They become some of the ones that are going to lead the torch after we're long gone. That'll stand up for us after we're already taken. Or that will stand with us as we're struggling to hold on to whatever freedom, whatever sovereignty we have in the years ahead. I mean, the headlines keep coming. NATO continues to build up naval presence in Black Sea. Georgian military buildup. Bully on border with South Ossetia. Georgia mobilizes commando units near South Ossetia. Russia warns U.S. over missile deal. U.S. says troops could quit Baghdad soon. Yeah, right. Syria warns of catastrophic effect of any Israeli strike on Iran. I mean, we're all going to be feeling this one. It's going to shake up this country. There's the food crash, the food crisis, the housing price crash going global. Iran calling for production cuts as oil price plummets. Dollar hits 11-month high on global growth worry against a basket of major currencies. as more investors rush to dump currencies like the euro and Australian dollar on a soaring global economic outlook. This is interesting, how they're trying to bring back the U.S. So they're just going up and down. A lot of people don't know what's happening next. It creates that feeling of chaos, I think, in the mind of someone observing this. So that's another reason why I say you got to detach from so much of this stuff. Except the fact they're trying to pull our strings and drive us nuts and keep us from not actually making a change. And again, all the police state action taking place and the stuff I've seen in the streets, it's just... So in the next couple months, I'll try to make my plans, and you should do likewise. I wouldn't put any faith in the web. I think what Roy in Pennsylvania said was really good in terms of what we can do now, but in terms of a long-term solution communication-wise, I just don't know. It's going to be real tough. And it's going to be different in each region. And I would actually prefer not to cry wolf right now, say that a certain thing's going to happen at a certain time. I just feel like we're already in an intense time, and it's time to start changing our lives and position ourselves. And there's 1,000 people out there that have made all types of predictions, and I've seen them wrong over and over and over again. And I've always felt that when they made predictions, like I didn't really feel like there would be a false flag attack on Portland in October of 2007. A lot of people believe that. My friend called me the other day thinking that 888 was August 28, 2008. Something big was going to happen then because of the black helicopters. And I said, no, they already pulled 888. It was the U.S. and Israel through Georgia bringing Russia their 9/11 to start World War III. That was the 888 event. It's like, stay calm. There's a lot of stuff they're going to throw at us in the future. We've got to stay calm in the meantime. A lot of people want to predict and be the one that's right. You know, with a lot of this stuff, I don't want to be right. I don't want to see it happen. I want to see something else. I want a different reality. And I want to create as much space in my life to experience a different reality and then come back to this one and report the news. That's so hard to talk about. Because every time I open my mouth about this stuff out there, the conversation ends. You're done. That person's not talking to you anymore. Because what you're talking about makes them feel bad. Because we live in a culture where people are addicted to feeling good all the time. That's the only way they want to feel. High all the time. Drunk all the time. Eating good food all the time. Getting off all the time. That's the society that we live in. And so that's what we're up against. It's going to take some sort of a crash, my friends. An economic crash. The ATMs don't work. To change things. The sad thing is that's something the New World Order is manufacturing. I don't believe that to be a... I don't know whether it's a gift of God or not. I don't know. In the largest scheme of things, I think we're here for a reason. I believe that. I felt these things my whole life, that something big was going to go down before I was 30. And I'm 28 now. And I see the fire ahead. I actually see it right now, what's going on in other parts of the world. We're just being shielded from it. So it's... we're going to have to use our heads here, and we're going to have to get outside of our own box. Got to be honest with ourselves about what we got to change. All right, alexhanser.com is my website. There's a lot of different shows here on We the People Radio Network for those that are still tuning in. There's a lot of us with different perspectives, but we're all trying to fight the same fight, and we all want the same thing deep down inside. And even people that support Bush. They're doing that just because they're thinking he's going to keep them safe. A lot of us want the same things, a safe place to bring up our kids or to have kids in the first place or be prosperous. Some people are grittier than others and have given their minds away to the machine. We've seen this television, this radio, even this web to a certain degree influence people to where they become something other than who they really are. And that is exactly where and how technology has surpassed, I believe, our own humanity. All right, we're out of time. We will talk to you next week, 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, right here on We the People Radio Network. Talk to you then. Good night.